One down, 11 to go. You set the bar. You needed all your games, so you got to keep it going today.
Yeah, we do, and I feel confident we can. You know, I like our lineup. I like who we got on the mound. And we have a day off tomorrow, so let's get a win today, regroup tomorrow, and then start another streak.
Talk about the pitcher last night for a second, Marcus Stroman. Best game, I think, as a Met thus far, but the last two have been pretty good. I think he's got the sinker, and he had the cutter last night, too.
Yeah. You know, I think that the last two games are indicative of what you're going to get from Marcus Stroman moving forward. He's been this in the past, and he finally settled in and found himself a little bit. And he continues to keep the ball down. You know, I think that that's always going to be the key for him. Keep it underneath the zone. You know, be more efficient with his pitches like he has been the last two outings. And good things will happen, and they did for us last night.
Noah Syndergaard has Rivera behind the plate today. He's never pitched here. He's pitched well against Colorado, but never here. What's your thoughts on him going to the mound today?
Yeah, you know, I'm excited. You know, I think that Noah's an unbelievable talent. And, you know, I'll say it again. I think it really doesn't matter who catches him. He's going to go out there and throw the ball over the plate. He'll have success. You know, when he makes his pitches and executes it, it really doesn't matter who the batter is, who the catcher is. It's just Noah Syndergaard going to be dominant. So I'm excited that he's out there today to get us going.
You had a three home run inning last night, but the guy who started it all with a single was Todd Frazier. He started a lot of big innings for you this year.
You know, he really has, and it's a tough call whether it's going to be J.D. Davis in there or Todd Frazier, because both of them are swinging the bats well. Both of them bring a lot of value, but I tell you what, last night on that bench when the starter had kind of faced the minimum through five. Todd Frazier's going up and down. Let's go, boys. Let's go, boys. And he started the rally off. And right then and there, I was like, this guy needs to be in the lineup, man. He's a catalyst for us. He's our leader. And he needs to be in the lineup as much as possible, especially when he's swinging the bat well. He's had a lot of success off of this guy that's pitching today. And he can pop it homer at any time.
You've got a couple of your guys going here, but Conforto is still mired in a slump. He's 0 for 15. What do you see there?
You know what? He hit some balls hard recently, right at people. You know, there was a great play on the ball to the shortstop yesterday. But he's got to keep plugging. He's hit a lot of hard outs to the second baseman recently. I think the key for him here would be get the ball in the air a little bit, and anything can happen when you get the ball in the air here. So I'm sure he'll snap out of it today or soon and get really hot for us.
If you get a win today, you get the off day tomorrow, you might give you a little bit of lift for the weekend in Cincinnati.
Yeah, it really will. You know, we have a tough draw. Pitching-wise there in Cincinnati, they have some great starters. We have our best starters going, too. But a win today, regroup on the off day, get this altitude out of us, and then come into Cincinnati and play some good baseball again.
Good luck today, Mickey. Thanks.
Yep, thanks a lot, Ed.